Blog Talk Radio.
Dead ass. All right. So, did y'all get the number? Did y'all hit him with the number again? That's that number, y'all. Damn, boy, y'all typing away. Y'all should hit that number and call in. Got 25 minutes, y'all, letting the clock burn. Y'all letting the clock burn. Man, fuck all that talking in the chat. Get that goddamn number. Where y'all at? Don't be scared. Y'all are saying all that shit in the chat. Y'all type the more numbers in the chat, dude, than it take to type the call in. All right, y'all. So we got a caller. 347. Peace. How you doing?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say a couple of things, man.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you a question, man. You really care about that boy, or you just doing this to make your page grow?
About the boy. I care about the boy. Why would I care about the loss of a young man if he lost? I don't know if he's dead or alive. I can never say that he's dead or alive. My thing is, though, he's dead over here until he's proven alive by those that say he's alive. I say I don't believe he's alive. So
why are you only pointing to one person as a suspect and not different people?
Africa Bambaataa, Ahmed Henderson, and her son Camel knows who the boy is. I don't know who else knows who the boy is. But from my research and study, Bambaataa and Ahmed were stabbed by him. They know who the fuck stabbed them. And then Bambaataa gave the picture to her son. He also gave him a name. He talked, and her son talked to the boy brother. So he has more information than I do. And he knows information about Bambaataa and Ahmed that I don't know. So he's the main focus for as I'm concerned. And he the one said he was supposed to kill the boy due to orders from Bambaataa and stuff like that. So he got an answer for that.
So, all right. I'm going to give you my honest assessment, okay? If you mind, or clout chasing, you basically feel like this case has the potential to maybe blow up big one day, and you want to be the person to say, oh yeah, I was pushing the narrative, I was doing this. I feel like you really don't care about the boy or any other boy. You just care about your well-being and how you can come up with the situation.
That's a bonus. I mean, if a son killed the boy and I can get him locked up, or I can get the FBI to come to his crib and he have to erase himself and read.
Wait. You actually want to not? You want to do that?
Hold up one second. You know, whatever harm I could cause to her son by doing this too, I'm not gonna be mad at that. All of that is bonuses. Finding the boy is the key to bringing down Bambaataa, who is running around giving lectures, doing videos, and got a new booking agency so he can do new shows. You got it?
All right. I'm going to be real with you. I don't care about his son. I feel like he's a hypocrite. He got a lot of shit going on with him, right? But it strikes me the person you are when you say that you would like to see that man in jail or, like, the FBI in his house. Like, that sounds really sick to me, you know? That's my opinion. And I don't agree with Hassan. Like, he said a lot of crazy things, but just because he talked about your mother, you really want to see that man family destroyed, basically? I feel like that's crazy, sir.
So if he killed that boy, let's say he didn't. We could go with both directions. If he killed that boy, don't he deserve to go to jail? Don't he deserve punishment, just like he's saying for Charlamagne the God? He deserves something. He got to apologize to the girl. He got to do something. He can't act like it ain't nothing. what took place in 2001. And he said it himself. If you protect a pedophile and if you stand by one, or a rapist, is what he said in his earlier video that they took down, then you just as bad as them. So if he covering up for Bam and he's still taking pictures with Bam 2 years after Bam asked him to kill the boy that he raped, then he's a piece of shit. He's just as bad as them.
All right. I have one more question if you don't mind.
This is the last one because I got another call. If you want to speak, right. Caller, hit one. If you want to speak, then I'm going to let this gentleman just keep speaking. 770,
right.
Hit one if you want to speak. Go ahead.
All right. If you keep saying Bam, right? So if Bam is obviously the sponsor, the ringleader, the mastermind, why are you so obsessed with Hassan? You have 100 videos on Hassan, not Bam. It's like counterproductive, don't you think?
To get to Bam, you got to go through her son. That's how I
would
see.
Why would you say that?
Because her son has a cold case that he done told us about that if he want Bam locked up, he could get him locked up. Now, if I want Bam locked up, I ain't got no cold case to do that. So the man with the power to do something against Bam Bada is her son, Campbell. But he won't pull the trigger as he's doing YouTube loading up and shooting at people. He won't pull the trigger on Bam Bada.
Yeah, but
see, he could be hold up, 1 second, brother. He could be doing videos on Bam Bada or even while he's talking about Charlamagne the God getting all these views on it. He could really be putting the politics in on getting Bam locked up and stuff, but he's not tying Bam into that. He's not saying, people, let's get Bam. He's running around giving lectures and got a booking agency and doing that. His thing is not even to get Bam. So, as I done stated, he done covered up for Bam since day one. He took the video down, which is a cover up. Nobody knows Bam is a pedophile if he take the video down in which he told us that. Then he went to the Zulu Council meeting and agreed, took the code of silence and agreed not to tell the world that Bam Bada was raping children and stuff. This still allows Bam to be going out in public without the public knowing that he's a pederasty, right? Giving them the opportunity to fuck more little boys, right?
I understand that.
So then, hold up. Then as time go on, he get on the phone with Mickey Benson and Ahmed, and he try to get started, bring down the video so it still won't leak to the people. Therefore, it's only Ron Savage out there talking by himself, and it's not another person.
So that's my point. Ron Savage, he's another one that came out against Bam, so you should be attacking him too then.
No.
Anyway.
Me and Ron, too.
Based on your logic, you should be attacking Ron Savage the same way because he's protecting Bam too.
Ron was never around the gangsters and the killer. Ron is not a hitman. He did not receive a picture.
It don't matter. He's still involved, though. He's still a victim. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
All right. Thank you for your call. Because I said I wasn't going to take no more from you in 770 call. So, but he don't want to receive the picture. He don't want to know that. Ron never hung around the gangsters. He don't play the streets. It's his son that play the streets. That's why he's saying the street code would not allow him to tell on Bam. 770, how you doing?
Greetings. What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up, sister?
Sister Soul.
Yeah, I think I know the voice.
Okay, yeah. I'm calling in because of the old hag calling in, telling her half of her story. She want to complain about her page getting hacked. And they are lying. I mean, she could be making stuff up about what she's saying about you coming in her chat as well, although I do know that there's a troll account of your page going around because they was coming on my page messing with me, and then I had to realize that that was a troll because it couldn't have been you doing shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it could have happened, but she could be making it up. But at the same time, I don't know why she's calling in acting innocent, like she hasn't been making videos on people who make videos on him. So when you do stuff like that, that's going to cause your page to get flagged. She did a video on me because she didn't like the fact that I did a video expressing how I didn't like the fact of what he said about Kev Gilbert's children, which him calling me horseface and things like that is a deflection completely from the fact that he said what he said and it wasn't okay for him to say what he said. And I feel like this whole Charlamagne stuff is just him trying to deflect from the heat that's coming on him about the boy.
Yeah. Chucky threw it to him so he had something to deal with outside of dealing with the real. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what he's doing. He's trying to blow up more off of this, you know, story or get Charlamagne to beef with him so he can blow up even more. I don't know why he's bragging about his numbers and things like that, because all of his numbers is coming from the fact that he told the whole world that he was getting thighed and bust on and sucked off or he sucked him or whatever the heck him and Bam did. That is where he got his attention from. And his attention on his videos come every day from him running his mouth. And he's going to keep running his mouth until somebody shut it up, because he tells a lot of stuff. But then he also threatens a lot of people. And what he said about Kev Gilbert's children, all those people that are trying to cape for him for what he said, talking about hypothetically or he didn't really mean it, no, it was foul, 100%. And there's no way you can justify that whatsoever. But I do feel like people need to stop acting like he's not trying to cover up and hide the fact that people talking about the boy, which, okay, Pineal Gland is in the chat saying it's not a, he's not a boy anymore. Maybe not, but at the same time, how can he say he's speaking up for this female?
Hold up right there, because you probably finna say what I'm finna say. He's talking about the girl that was 15 years old, and she's 30-something now. She's no longer 15, but he keeps saying and talking this, if she's 15 and Charlamagne the God is 22. He's not saying they're 80 now and saying this happened in 2001, 17 years ago. He's not doing that. So, I mean, the boy, he's a grown man now. He's in his 20s or whatever. But he was a boy when that happened just 5 years ago, in which her son let two of them go past without him even speaking about the boy. After Bam gave him the order to kill the boy.
Exactly.
And he didn't say nothing. Came out. He should have said, yeah, Bam is a foul dude. This dude tried to get me to kill the boy that he raped and everything. He molested me. He molested all my friends. Tell the whole story. He was holding back stuff because he was steady trying to get back in the midst. You hear him on Doggy Diamond said after the Zulu Council meeting and everything, Bam sent him some merch when he was sick. Bam sent him some money so he could take his dog to the vet and everything, because him and Bam still had that relationship, whatever you want to call the relationship. They still had that father and son or lover or whatever the hell you want to call it. They still had that intimacy that they came into each other intimacy with, that he say he bring people into his intimacy. Well, Bam would still send him money and deal with him. That's why he ended up at the Zulu picnic taking pictures with him.
Yeah.
He was still complicit with the Zulu nation, knowing that they was allowing Bambaataa to molest children.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is what I want to say to the people who are sitting around listening to this guy and giving him big ups and thinking that he's doing something grateful or you know, he's really doing something by speaking about this Charlamagne case and about this female. Like you said, she's now an adult. If he is so concerned about that case, why would he not be just as concerned about the case of the little boy, to where, as we know, is unsolved, but we do know that Charlamagne's case with that female was a long time ago, and it's been handled in a court of law. Why is he so upset about that, but he's not speaking about this case, so as far as we know, is unsolved, to where this boy was said to be date raped by Bambaataa, and he had to stab Bambaataa, and they lied about the stabbing, and no one knows the whereabouts of this boy, but he admitted that he was assigned, or one of the guys who was assigned to take this little boy out. If he's speaking out for this girl who is now, is he not focusing on this particular case? Why is he not speaking up about that? Why is he not saying, oh, well, here's where the boy is, or he's fine, or anything? He's not addressing it at all. Why is he so concerned about the girl, but he's not concerned about the boy?
He called everybody name, but he won't call that boy. He called Ahmed.
Right.
He called Doc. He called Noel. He called Big F. He called Joe Poe. He called Cutman IG. He called in all these people names, but he won't say that boy name. But, sister, if you stay on the line, you can talk some more. We got like 11 more minutes where people can call in. So if you want to call in 305. Your mic's open.
Yeah, I'll let somebody else go ahead and talk.
All right. Yeah, peace.
Just wanted to point out, man, yeah, that nigga is a hypocrite to the highest damn extent. The shit is getting ridiculous. He don't got no right to open his damn mouth about no Charlemagne the God and an old case, almost 20 years old, about an alleged rape that's been the trial or whatever dealt with in the legal system. This nigga is the most cowardice clown I'd have ever seen in my life. You going to come out your mouth and talk about somebody told you to kill somebody they raped, and you worried about the next man case that's closed? It's clownish. Clown shit, man. He proved to be a hypocrite every day he opened his mouth.
Yeah. And as he say, the crowd that listen to him and follow him tells who they are by following him. The crowd that listen to us, if I'm a bitch-ass nigga, then okay. Bitch-ass niggas listen to me. But if you a bitch-ass nigga, bitch-ass niggas listening to you. So it is what it is. We can argue, debate what is real or what is fake based up on that statement, but it's obviously your crowd tells who you are.
And most and people that follow him got to be borderline retarded like him. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be thousands of motherfuckers missing chromosomes or something, man, because when you look at the simple fact that he done stated out his own mouth, it's no way in hell you could be anywhere near wanting to support him or what he doing. Because he ain't doing nothing to help the kids.
He
want to
tell
you how to get to yeah, he want to rape him.
He
want to continue to disrespect Bambada.
Yeah, he watching videos of him getting fucked, and he imagined himself or want you to imagine him fucking him.
When the man sat down and visualized himself raping Kev Gill's kid, that told you right there, man, the type of person he is. He's a sick, sick, twisted individual. And all that goddamn Stockholm Syndrome shit does not exist when y'all start off in a homosexual love affair. That's Liberace Syndrome. That is, that nigga left your ass in the gutter.
He said he was already broke in. That's why it was easy for Bam to go and do what he was doing, because he already had been molested by a male. He already knew what it feel like, and he already knew the experience. So when Bam
what
came...
What happened was, he was already gay. He was already down with the gay shit. That's what it is. See, that's the whole bottom line of the whole shit, is that the brother not... Just come out and say you gay, brother. Ain't nobody gonna hate you. This the Me Too movement, man. You get on the Me Too train and have Me Too get on Bam ass if you really wanted the motherfucking take Bam down.
Yeah, he's bi. I mean, as Khalib or Money say, pineal glands just his beard. And there's
he a pansexual or whatever the fuck they call that shit nowadays for weirdo ass cats like him, baby. In the closet, creeping with dudes and shit, and still trying to act like they not gay. Every time y'all see a picture he flash on the internet or somebody flashing him, the nigga's in some old gay pose trying to be all up under the next nigga.
The TV dude, the gutter TV dude, he all behind him with his arm all over him and stuff, and now they beefing. Come on, man. Do y'all know each other? Is that not gutter TV in there?
The shit crazy, man. It's just the more and more you listen to him talk, the more and more he incriminate himself, and then he get upset when somebody point out the hypocritical shit he done said. Like, how you gonna get mad for somebody asking about what happened to the boy? Nigga that you said you was supposed to kill, who got raped by Bambada, that kicked off this whole shit.
And now you over here asking what happened to the girl. I don't know what happened, but you owe her apology. Oh, retarded ass nigga. Oh, and sexual
now,
ass
now check
nigga.
This shit out. Now check this shit out. Ain't he say when the nigga gave him the picture of the nigga, to go hit or whatever, that's what made him start thinking about what the fuck this nigga was doing was wrong?
Yeah.
So if that's the case, and what happened to that little nigga inspired you to motherfucking want to stop that shit, why the fuck ain't you out there trying to find that nigga so niggas can know, yo, this the nigga right here that really put an end to what this nigga was doing?
He was brave enough to fight and stab that nigga up and blah, blah, blah.
And get the fuck up out of there. But it's all about Poppy. See, that's what makes you think a lot of the shit he say be bullshit, man. Because the nigga was a teenager when he was with a grown-ass man, and he chose to lay on his back and get thighed. When you see what getting thighed is, brother, that shit is not no mother... Bruh, that's some super homo shit.
And
the nigga
always
say Bambada ain't never manhandle him or none of that shit, which meant that nigga had to be a willing participant.
Yeah. Then he want to call me homo because I'm making videos about him asking what a boy is. I'm not the only one to ask what a boy is. We got other people asking what a boy is. We got a whole goddamn movement.
There's a bunch of people asking where the damn boy at because they want to give him a goddamn award and motherfucking salute him for his damn bravery and standing up and stopping motherfuckers from trying to molest people and date rape people, goddammit. He should have got a goddamn award. Not no half-ass wolf ticking seven and half homo
bullet
have a homo.
He probably got a Zulu bullet or a Zulu knifing, and that was his reward for fighting back. But we got a person. Let's listen to this guy.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ronald Savage, a.k.a. Beast Stinger. You know, I've been sitting back, and this is something that I definitely was wondering. And it's always been on my mind. The dude that stabbed Afrika Bambaataa, where is that boy? What happened to him? Where is he at? This is something that's always been on my mind. I mean, what's going on? I hope that boy's not dead. I hope they didn't kill that boy. I wonder, where is he at? This is Ronald Savage. Let's all get together and join the campaign to find the guy that stabbed Afrika Bambaataa. I swear to God, I hope that boy is still alive. Because it's mighty funny that after I came out, he hasn't came out. Where's that boy, man? What's going on? Yo, we need answers, and we need answers now.
So while he over there talking about what happened to that young lady in 2001, we over here, even Ron Savage himself, is asking what happened to that boy. Didn't he say at least two times, I hope he's still alive. I hope they didn't kill that boy. So he believed, just like we believe, that the possibility of the boy being dead is just that. And Star said himself in that very first interview when he said Joe Plo or whatever said, her son, don't you get involved in this shit, because everybody know her son to be the hitman or the killer of the Zulu. So once he came in or was called in, they was like, her son, don't you get involved in this shit. And so this is what he told Star. You know what Star's first reaction was? What? They was telling you not to touch the guy that stabbed him? Now, why would Star, even when he heard that, contemplate, oh, you were supposed to touch the boy? So even Star like, what the fuck, nigga? Was they telling you not to kill the boy, put your hands on the boy? So even Star asked that in the beginning. That's why he took them videos down. But I got the audio. So, nigga, you gonna come clean one day about what happened to that boy. Whether you killed him, one of your brothers killed him, or whatever. Because when Bam gave you the picture, and he told you he wanted you to kill him, you became part of a conspiracy to murder the young man that got date raped. And that's why we or I keep asking, because he's a part of the conspiracy. He didn't already confess to being part of the conspiracy. So when they come grab his ass and ask him who's the other conspirators, then we can get something popping. The boy's the key.
Yep, the boy is the damn key. And anybody that'll run around and tell you that they want to protect the kids and keep the kids safe and all this shit, but they still allowing the motherfucker to prey and attack and molest kids, and they so-called got information that can stop that shit, is not about protecting no kids. They all about trying to get some motherfucking fucking D-list celebrity fame or some shit.
And the little PayPal money and shit that he was bragging about. So now, Strictly Hip Hop, what you got to say about that, dick riding ass nigga? What you got to say about that? Thank you for coming over, though. Glad you finally over to listen to the conversation so you can't claim ignorant, because that's proud is claiming they never heard my videos or they never dealt with that, so they ignorant to the fact that this nigga was a part of a conspiracy to murder the boy that stabbed Bambaataa. Once you receive the picture, receive the name, talk to his brother and all of that, you are part of the conspirators that was supposed to kill him. So if you didn't kill him, you got to at least give the person name who kicked the shit off, the conspiracy to murder him, and everybody that you know had a part of it. This is how we crack the shit. The boy's always been, you know what I'm saying? That's it.
This shit is ridiculous. And listen to a nigga say out his own mouth what he did, and then turn right around and not want to admit to that shit, man. You a goddamn clown and a buffoon.
But see, I just said it that time the way I said it to try to make all these people that's listening now. It's like 171 people, right? He was a part of the conspiracy. If we all sit here and say, man, we're going to rob the bank tomorrow at 5 and shit, and then somebody go rob it, but the rest of us was like, nah, I was too scared. Be it at the end of the day, he would go say, if the nigga go on stand, and this is why niggas say nigga be snitching, he'd be like, all of us sit down to rob that bank, and them niggas froze, and I went and did it. And he gonna tell on the rest of them. See, that's what her son don't want to do. He don't want to tell on the rest of them because that's snitching. But he said ain't snitching when you get a pedophilia and stuff. So if Bambaataa raped the boy like he said, and the boy stabbed him and stuff, and then Bam tried to get him killed, then that's not snitching. That's finishing the fact that this pedophile raped this dude and now trying to get him killed because he fought back.
That's the whole point of this shit, is that the nigga is on some straight hypocrite shit when this nigga was part of the cover from the beginning. From day one, start off, this nigga was part of the team cover to try and save Bam. Shit, all that nigga wanted was a couple $100 for a so-called headstone.
Yep.
And he ain't even get that shit.
Nope.
He got tired. He got tired. So it's like, what type of sucker shit is really going on, and what type of sucker shit is niggas really pulling around here? When you look at the facts of the matter, from fucking day one, this nigga sat on the bench in Bronx River looking like a shook little hoe, talking about how he was on the goddamn phone with them niggas trying to get the video back down. The same video that he took down himself and destroyed after a few niggas saw that shit that was affiliated with him. Then he came with the bogus lie talking about how he took the video down to save niggas' jobs. When, nigga, that video ain't get out there and spread nothing like that at all for niggas to be worried about niggas' jobs. Niggas will tell a nigga anything to get the fuck over. But when you look at the motherfucking facts,
how you gonna lose contracts in 2 days from a video being up for an hour?
The video probably wasn't up for no damn 2 days. The nigga was like, the video was up for an hour, and then the nigga be on the drunk shit. So that was a video that he made when he was drunk. He even say that shit. He got drunk and made the motherfucking Facebook video. And then he took the shit down. Like, he the type of nigga that get drunk and embarrass himself when he drunk and shit, and then be crying and shit after the shit done happened, hoping niggas gonna forget that he done did the dumb ass shit he did.
Hey, man. I mean, he got to be the most silliest YouTuber ever. I mean, niggas that done got in videos with guns and drugs and shit like that, that shit's stupid too. But, I mean, you got a case where you tell it on yourself?
It go beyond that shit. You telling on yourself. You telling on how your ass was helping niggas molest kids. You was telling on yourself how you done did so much super homo ass shit, but you so-called ain't no homo. You a super thug killer out here. But you still running around talking about this nigga out here still molesting kids, and then in the next breath you say, well, I got information I can put the nigga away for life, but I love the nigga. Like, it's like, what the fuck type of world niggas live in, man? That shit needs to just get off YouTube, hey, man. The niggas tainting the airwaves with crazy shit.
Yeah, I want to get at the nigga right quick, though. Hey, nigga, with your uncles molesting your mother and your aunties and shit, you don't know if that nigga that you calling your father or not. You got a motherfucking retard gene, and that come from incestual sex, motherfucker. Being molested by your uncle or your granddad or whoever. That's how you create retards like you and put that in your gene pool, you dumbass motherfucker. Like your cousin or your uncle that molested your ass and opened you up to homosexual sex that made it easy for Bambada ass because you was broken already. Nigga, that's the story of your life. My mama looked out for me and left me with a house. Your mama looked out for your ass and sent you over. Bam, nigga, to get that money. Get that. Mama gotta get that cash. What you say? I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. Boy, did you tell your mama what I told you to tell her yet? I understand why she sent you over there to get hit by Bam. Tell her that, her son. Tell her that. If my mama was here, I'd tell her them niggas on YouTube trying to talk about you, mama. She'll say, fuck them niggas. And I'd be like, that's right. Your mama here, what you gonna tell her, son? What you gonna tell her? Mama, you knew that nigga was stying me. You knew what he was doing to me. Everybody in Bronx River knew what he was doing. And you see me right there with the quart of water and the bag of chips. My pavement, motherfucker, you know what was going on. And all that money he gave you to pay the light bills and all that shit, you ain't never give me no money from that shit. I had my brother's hand-me-downs and shit. But yet I'm the one over there tricking off with Bam. While he over there selling Malachi Z. York books. Malachi Z. York pamphlets and shit.
That nigga whole story is fucking stupid, man. When you hear him tell the story about how this whole shit done popped off and started, that shit don't make no sense, man. Nigga said nigga showing niggas books, nigga telling him about his childhood hero being down with the shit with Bam and shit. So, like, nigga, you say that shit, so, nigga, of course niggas gonna think you gay because your hero did it. You did it too, right? The nigga crazy, man. The nigga crazy. He done said too much crazy ass shit, man.
Look, he said everybody in Bronx River knew what was going on with them bodies. Everybody means everybody in my book. All those who lived in those projects knew what was going on. Now, if his mama didn't live in them projects, she didn't know what was going on. If she wasn't in one of them buildings, she don't know what was going on. But if she was, all other people knew. How you gonna tell me the streets ain't talking about the boogeyman of Bronx River and she don't know that? Her son going over there and that he like little boys.
Well, that's what make that nigga claim so bullshit, because according to him, remember, he said his mother ain't find out until that was like the one person that probably did find out about the nigga gayness through the Facebook video or some shit was his mother or some shit, I think he said.
No. She didn't find out. He said he got drunk and talked to her before he made the video coming out on the shit. You don't remember that conversation I showed, Play?
Yeah.
He talked to his mother first. And he said, the hurt in her eyes and stuff, that's the same thing we said on the Queen Flip couch. He said, now, if my mother hear this story and want to run up on Bam and try to shoot him and shit, with the Zulu warriors body my mother because of what he did to me? She in a wheelchair, sick and all of this and that. So with her last dying breath, maybe she want to blow Bam away. Now, with these brothers kill my mother after what he did to me, and they know what he did to me? So he talked to his mother first. And I'm telling you the argument that took place. He was like, bitch, you know that nigga was molesting me. You can't tell me shit. I done seen too many niggas call their mama a bitch, and it was bogus as fuck. And I'm like, nah, dude, I ain't with that shit. Don't call your mama no bitch around me, man. You a fucked up individual you do that. You know what I'm saying? But I can see him now saying, bitch, you know that nigga raped me. You know that nigga was molesting me. Fuck what you talking about. You telling me all them years and all that shit you didn't know? That's what his conversation was with her.
That's what made the whole shit so suspect, man. The way it's like, man, y'all say everybody in Bronx River knew this nigga was molesting kids and shit, but your mama still was sending your ass over to Bam house every day? Or she was still allowing you to run away to go to Bam house every day?
That's the Dave Wedge article. Bam was giving us money. He was doing this and doing that. He was tricking. That's why he tried to say Bam would buy you shoes. He would just do good things for you, not because he was fucking you and molesting you and keeping everybody in the projects quiet by paying them off. Ain't, didn't I tell you what I was sending to women? I mean, sending to people when I was telling them about her son and stuff, that he was bankrolling people. He was threatening people, bankrolling people, and using powerful influence to keep his hold on this pedophile ring. Fucking B-boys, little niggas want to learn how to DJ, to little niggas that want to have rap and shit, all of that. He fucked them all, for the fun's sake. Big brother, little brother, little brother, shit. And then one pop up after that, he fucked him too. But he ain't never tried to stop that. He got the information to put the nigga in jail, but he won't put the nigga in jail. Get the fuck out of here. And people are hearing this shit. That's like people listening now. They hearing this shit. It's 160 people. You can't tell me who they are. I don't know who they is, but they hear it clear as day. They can't claim it. When Tazaria came over here, I asked him three questions. When he took the video down, what's the cover up? When he sit down in the Zulu Council meeting and agreed to be quiet, what's that covering up? Yeah? Okay. Now, when he on the phone secretly with Mickey Benson and our man Henderson trying to get it taken down from Star, is that a cover up? Yeah. That nigga covered up. And he know. That's why if you stand next to a nigga that rape a pedophile, a motherfucker, then you just as bad as them. If you take a motherfucking picture with him, if you cover up for him, you just as bad as him. His own goddamn words condemn him. Fuck my words. Listen to his words. And then you sit up there and become a part of a conspiracy to kill the boy. If a motherfucker come around here now and conspire to sell drugs, do whatever, 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 nigga, I'm telling it. Because number one, don't get me involved in your shit. And I'm already telling you I'm telling this. So if you come over here and tell me that shit, it did be like, well, I had a wire on and I know I told you. No, nigga, you ain't told me shit. Don't tell me about your bullshit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's all good.
Hey, only in Bronx River.
As simple as this. That nigga is a conspirator to murder a young man. he is also a conspirator to keep the cover up of Bambaataa molesting young men and stuff. Kill, molest, and everything else. That nigga is complicit. And if he ain't, as he said in a Star interview that he first did, he need to make Muhammad Stanley Bell Islam, Doc, Big F, and all the other names that he called confess to the fact that Bambaataa said he Lisa molested him. And ain't now one of them going to come out. Jerry, ain't none of them niggas going to come out for that nigga. Ain't none of them niggas going to stand up for him. They going to say, bitch, you wanted it. That's why he say that shit. Well,
yeah, that's what makes the niggas so ridiculous sometimes is that don't. And none of them other niggas come out and stand behind him and say, yeah, yeah, Hassan right. Bam admitted to that shit.
Yeah, the call number is dead now. Pretty much got 30 minutes. Everybody call in. That's why I try to tell people call in, stay on the line. It's a 45-minute call-in number. I mean, I'm not finna stay here any longer. I'm always stressing this story. You know what I'm saying? I believe it's audio out there in some of the videos I made earlier this week that I let stay public that, you know, he confessed to all this stuff. Once you say this stuff on earth, you confess to it all, it's over with. You done confess to it. You done told us that you a motherfucking conspirator in this Bambaataa pedophile ring. That's why I'm on her.